Hi everyone, and welcome to We Are a Crotchety Old Man
and a Woman,
the podcast for you, with you, and even sometimes about you. How are you doing today, Abigail?
I've had better days and everyone's going to hear about it.
Uh-oh.
But for now, I must say that music was very soothing.
Thank you. I actually don't know who did it. It was under silly music, even though it didn't sound like silly music to me at all, because we did have a request last week. We received an email and a half. I'll get into the second half a little bit later, but the first email was all about having to change our music. they thought it was a little too hokey last time, so I went with something a little more exciting.
I loved it.
Well, so tonight / tomorrow morning is daylight savings time. Just want to make sure everyone knows to spring forward and push their clocks back. I'm not really a big fan of daylight savings time. Abigail, what are your thoughts about it? Any plus, minus, leave it as is?
You know, every time I see a headline about it, I just don't look at it because to me, it works just fine.
Does Arizona still use it?
I don't care about Arizona because I live in Virginia.
Well, I would. I actually now care because we had two new listeners from Arizona last week. So that was actually big. We had one of our biggest weeks ever. Actually, it was our biggest one-time week ever. We had people from all over the country, and we had some more international listeners as well. So now we have had people from New Zealand, Australia, England, but three different cities in England, not just one. So in Arizona, we had two. So Massachusetts, Ohio. I think we need a map that we could actually put little pins in of every place that has our followers.
As you should know, Arden, that can be arranged.
Nice. So it's March. Now, looking at some pictures of myself as a little kid. And did you ever hear of the saying that the weather in March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb?
I think I have.
So my mom made me a lion outfit. I guess we had like some kind of pageant in either like kindergarten or nursery school, because my mom used to teach nursery school. So I used to go to hers. And I look more like a tiger than a lion. I had stripes and everything, but at least I was a lion and not a lamb. But did you ever have any kind of pageants or anything like that?
Well, no. I mean, the stupidest story I have is, you know, back in middle school, we'd have sock hop days where you would dress up like the 1960s. And one of my friends, her name was Buffy. I'm walking down the hall towards her and she's all get out, dolled up for the sock hop day. But guess what, Arden?
What?
It wasn't the right day. So she was so embarrassed all day.
Oops. So I said I would get back to the second half of the email. And it was from our old pal, Mr. N, again in New York. But I am going to address it a little bit later because today is International Meatball Day. And as our fans know, we do like to try out some meatballs. So Abigail went crazy and neither of us wanted to make meatballs, even though Abigail and myself both love to cook and make meatballs. She was telling me that my meatballs weren't round enough, but hey, so yeah. So...
they would not have passed my dad's test. That's all I'm saying.
That's okay. But so we didn't want to put our own. So we went out and Abigail went to a few places. She went to three places and got meatballs. And one is from IKEA. One is from Food Lion. And one was from Giant Food, I think.
No, Costco.
Oh, Costco. I'm sorry. So what do we have? So, which is why.
Okay, so the ones from Food Lion, I bought those frozen, and I added marinara sauce, and I slow cooked them for 6 hours today.
Oh my God!
And then the IKEA balls are just meatballs that, unfortunately, I did not get some type of gravy on it or something, but The third one I already know is the teriyaki meatballs from Costco. So Arden's already started and he's tasting the IKEA meatball. And what do you think?
Okay, so it's a Swedish meatball. It's not bad. I mean, I actually dunked it in a little bit of the marinara, which goes completely against everything.
You cheated then.
I did. I admit. All right, so I'm gonna kind of go fast because I do, as you could tell, I talk too much in this conversation. So now, how do you make your meatballs? Do you add anything crazy to them?
No, I usually don't make meatballs.
Oh, I thought you did.
When I
I'm
was
sorry.
a kid, I did with my dad. It was an all-day affair. But anyway, I have to tell my story about IKEA
Perfect, so I can eat
today.
more meatballs.
So I decided since I was out in Silver Spring that I would go to IKEA to get the Swedish meatballs. Well, I hadn't been there in years and I forgot. Once you enter that big building, you're trapped. It's like a maze. And it took me 40 minutes to get out of the building and get to the place where to buy the meatballs. And I was literally panic attack mode, anxiety, you want to call it. I put my cigarette in my mouth at least 25 feet until I hit the door. So as soon as I hit the outside, I had to light it. I was so frustrated. Because I don't like to shop, Arden, you know that.
Except she does like to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and shop on Amazon. Oh my God.
That's the best time. Especially when you're going to get it in one day delivery. That really makes it seem special.
So I have not been to an IKEA in forever. I have another story to share, but we have so much on our plate tonight. But it is kind of a crazy story about my brother and I buying my mom a cabinet with a TV and putting it together. But we'll get to that maybe next week. I'll talk about that. But we had some huge news this week. Well, actually, it's been working for a while. Some people know, some people don't know. And should I tell or do you want to tell?
I think you should tell.
So I'm officially moving in with Abigail. Dun, dun, dun. Sometime in May, I'll have all my stuff over here. She was warmly said, yeah, sure, you can come here. Because it's gotten a little too expensive to live in my apartment, even though it's yeah, I don't even want to talk
It
about
was
it.
outrageous what they did to your rent. Outrageous.
Do you remember it? Was it like the governor's race or the mayoral race in New York where the guy ran on a platform of my rent's too damn high? It's too damn high. That like he did that in like that kind of way. That was his only issue. Rent, my rent is too damn high. And it was great. I remember him on Fox News. I think he was on the Howard Stern show a bunch, but that was his platform. My rent is too damn high. So my rent was too damn high. Plus, I love Abigail, so I think it'll work out really nice. And so that was our big, big, huge news. Now, the other news is that this day in history, and there were some really cool things. A lot of people may want to know about this day in history, but the big,
Hold
I'm
on.
sorry, did I jump ahead?
Stick with it. Which
Moving in.
meatball did you like?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so busy eating. You know what? I definitely like the Costco ones the best.
Yeah.
They were really good. I think I don't know what kind of sauce IKEA normally makes with their meatballs. I don't remember, but and the food line, well, yeah, sorry.
And I
Maybe they were
just think of
spongy.
what I went through to go to that IKEA to get such lousy
Oh,
meatballs.
then I love them. They're the best meatballs ever. I am so glad that you risked life and limb.
There is a
Because
reason why I have kept you around.
get brown nose and sweet talk and make you feel good about yourself. But you're awesome. Thank you so much. Because if I had got to IKEA, I probably would have still be there. I'd be walking in a circle. I would be a mess. I hate shopping. So this day in history, there's a couple really cool ones, and I'm going to try to not go too much in depth. But did you know today is when Barbie came out. The original Barbie doll was released today.
But what year though?
That, of course, I don't have.
You don't have
I
that.
cheated. I think it was 1959 or
Okay.
1965. Like,
So well before I was born.
yes. Now, did you have Barbies?
Yes.
Well, did you know the original Barbie had black hair?
I did not.
Yeah, I did not know that either. And she was also less buxom. I will use a good term that keep us rated PG. We also there was for in 1979 there was a major lawsuit against Major League Baseball in which Melissa Lutkes, it's Luddites, Ludtikus. She sued. She was a Sports Illustrated reporter, and in 1977, she wanted to go into the locker room and interview players during the World Series, and she was not allowed. So she sued. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, "No, you women have the right to enter locker rooms now." So that was pretty big in the 1970s. So 1979 that came out. For those who are more of the military history, the most famous clash, probably the only clash of ironclads. What is an ironclad? It happened during the Civil War. You had the USS Monitor, was pretty much, it was about like 80% underwater. And then it was just all steel and it had a big giant turret. And then the CSS, Confederate States of America, Virginia, CSS Virginia, they just battled to a draw. They just kept shooting each other, but because they were using old cannonballs, the balls kept hitting the sides of each other, and they just kept bouncing off one by one. So the battle, no one won. Eventually, both went out and parted, went out to sea, and the Virginia actually never came back because it ended up crashing in a storm later on. But this was actually really cool. If you are a real big history buff, you may know this. This was also the day the Supreme Court ruled on the Amistad. The Amistad was a ship. It was a slave ship that actually, and it was kind of a strange time because you weren't, the way slavery was working at this point, slaves directly from Africa were not allowed to to land in the US. So they ended up the slaves actually revolted on the ship and took control of the ship and somehow made it into America. And the Spanish who owned the Amistad said that they were their property. Not that they're not free, they're not slaves, they belong to them, and that they came from Haiti, not Africa. And John Quincy Adams, this is what I found amazing. John Quincy Adams was the president of the United States. Then he went into Congress, then retired, came out of retirement, and actually represented the Amistad slaves, and eventually they won. There is an actual movie that's really, really good to get a really better understanding of me explaining it, but great movie. John Quincy, now by the way, just imagine that today, like if like Joe Biden or Donald Trump or any former president, Bush, Clinton came out of retirement and were lawyers. Like that'd be kind of hilarious.
That would. And Arden, I gotta hand it to you. You really, really love history.
I do, I do. Now, I also want to quickly get back to find out. We have a little history that was made on our show that popped up during the State of the Union. Did you watch any of the State of the Union?
I did.
Did you hear when Joe Biden was talking about shrinkflation?
Of course I did.
Well, one of our other listeners, Grandma Edna, she actually sent in an article about Cookie Monster being used talking about shrinkflation and how Cookie Monster was very sad about the size of cookies getting smaller. Well, our history, episode two, we had Daniel from New Jersey on, and he ranted and I don't know. That guy was kind of wacky. But he was talking about shrinkflation, and he even talked about Snicker bars. And that was almost a year ago. So I thought it was pretty funny that Joe Biden's talking about shrinkflation and potato chip. I'm like, that was a year ago that he was talking
And
about.
then I heard there's yet another spokesperson for Doritos, is it?
Doritos. Yeah. Now, so they have a transgender spokesperson. And when I first thought, when I first looked at the person, I thought it was like a late 70s, early 80s punk rock singer. Like, ah, I'm like, that's a
Would you
strange
say
look.
she was or he was butt ugly?
Yes. Yeah. Now that's, I mean, for anything, you know, for any product. So Doritos has a habit of doing this. I mean, maybe like 10 years ago, they had for the LGBTQ community, they also had pink pride packaging. But now, after what Bud Light went through, why would you do that? Like, it isn't getting the hype that it could because it wasn't like a commercial. But can you imagine? Like, I mean, like, yeah, I'm gonna have some Bud Light and some Doritos now because of the last two spokespeople. Yeah, I don't think so. They could get crushed.
Okay, I have a small segment that I didn't even tell Arden about,
Oh, I'm ready.
but everyone knows I'm a woman. And yesterday I saw all these posts on Facebook about International Women's Day.
Yes.
And I said to myself this morning, is there an International Men's Day? And there is.
Really? I did not know that.
Right. But my brain started thinking more and more and more and more. And I said, I wonder how many days and weeks that people are acknowledging various people. And I went on and looked up the LGBTQIA site, which identifies days of celebration or weeks or months. And guess how many there are, Arden?
58.
That's a bit much.
Was the first number that popped into my head. I don't know why.
38 days.
Wow. Now, okay, is that for each gender or is that for, I mean, I actually have no clue. This is all you.
Well, I mean, let's see. They got Asexuality Day, Harvey Milk Day.
Sorry.
What's Omnisexual Visible Day? What's omnisexual?
I have no idea. I noticed my sister's birthday is Gay Uncle Day. I'm feeling a little weird right now. That's a.
There's an International Non-Binary Day.
Okay.
There's Drag Day in July.
Okay.
Wow, it just goes on and on and on and on. And,
I'm so naive.
pansexual Pride Day. What's pansexual? I forget.
I really don't know. I don't want to get it wrong and get yelled at by people. I just don't know. I am like the average guy. Well, not anymore. Now I'm actually too old to be the average guy.
Just, whatever. I
Whatever.
mean, in my world, we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom.
And that's it. So, anyway, the other outrageous story for me this week was something that Ardina told me about,
Oh
that
no, what did I do?
if you're into, what's the name of the company?
I'm eating. I don't know. Sorry.
They make jackets, the North
Oh,
Face.
North Face, yes.
Yes, very popular. Very, very popular. Well,
North Face.
apparently, they will offer you a 20% discount online, but there's one condition.
It's a good one.
You must write, I mean, watch a video, a 20-minute video about DEI. And what does that stand for, Arden?
It's diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right. So you're being forced to watch that video like you're at work and you're told to watch an HR video to get the discount. What in the world is happening, Arden?
So I'm actually thinking like, so I'm at work. I shouldn't be online shopping, and I go, "Hey, I need a North Face jacket, and I'm gonna sit and watch this video to get 20% off."
Well, my guess is it's if you're online
But
shopping.
that's what I mean. I'm at work on because I don't feel like working, you know. But hey, yeah, I don't own any North Face products, but so it doesn't really affect me in any way. But that's, hey, you know what? It's what they do. Go for it, you know. If
I just don't know when it's gonna end, though.
well, it ends when either they go broke or hey, maybe that's the marketing genius that works. Maybe it works. I don't know. I'm
I
letting it
don't
go.
know either.
I don't know. But that's the world we live in. And also going all the way back, and I know I've kind of mentioned this multiple times about the other email. In the world we live in, so we got that email and we just I'm reading it. And it was, what are Abigail and Arden, what are your thoughts on the National Guard troops being in the New York City subway system checking bags? And that was from Mr. N. Oh my God. There's literally National Guard troops. Now they're in the subway. They're checking, what are they checking for in bags? There's so much crime in New York. Prosecute them. I just don't understand why the National Guard. Like, remember, like, I don't know. I'm very
So
confused by it.
another situation where 99% of the population are who are just simply using the subway to go to work are going to be inconvenienced due to a bad, some bad characters. So
Right.
instead of owning in right on them and arresting them, they've decided everybody's got to show their bags. And New York City, as far as I know, has millions of people that use the subway every day. So now they're going to be inconvenienced because the state government, the city government is not prosecuting these criminals.
Right. So once again, it's the National Guard. It's not like there's more police officers. Have you watched any of the videos? I mean, you have guys with, machine guns, just standing there. That is like you see that in other countries. Or like the last time I do remember it was after 9/11 when the National Guard was actually on platforms. Okay, that made sense. This doesn't, they're not supposed to be used for police protection. They're there to actually stop like really bad people. Unless they're worried about terrorist attacks, no, they should not be there. So we're getting feisty, aren't we? We didn't mean to be.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm always the guilty one, but maybe next week. Maybe
Maybe.
next week I'll be better.
Well, let's change subjects here. Let's talk sports. I had so We have the very beginnings of, in a lot of places, conference play in the NCAA tournament to get there. But now I do watch it. I did enjoy Fairleigh Dickinson University last year because I actually lived right up the block from it when they beat Virginia in the first round. That was awesome. But Fairleigh Dickinson should have gotten a parade, I think, but they didn't. And but so conference play has begun, and I know you like to watch that.
I love it.
Yeah, so do you have I know your favorite team, and now is there any Cinderella team that you would like to see, any like funny team that you would like to see, or obviously you can announce who you like.
I guess what I always want is close games, and that's what makes that tournament so special. Because I have to say, 90 plus percent of them come down to the final minute.
Right.
It's remarkable. And it's because they make mistakes.
Right.
But the pros are boring to watch because they rarely make mistakes. And there's no comparison. NCAA basketball is just a very exciting sport to watch.
I had like a really silly idea that no one, that I think actually people would like, but it makes no sense whatsoever. Because you also have the older tournament, the NIT, the National Invitational Tournament. How cool would it be? Because usually there's smaller, I feel like I always have to explain my question, but there always seems to be a lot more smaller schools in that tournament. How cool would it be is if they if you win the NIT, you automatically get a bid for the next year's NCAA tournament.
Okay, I like the idea, but it shouldn't be for the next year's
Well,
tournament.
they're
It should
played at
be
the
for the,
same time. That's the only problem.
well, they would have to adjust that.
Right. So you'd have to have the NIT a lot
Because,
earlier.
oh, I mean, a year later, it's a different team, Arden.
I know. That's why I said it doesn't really work, but I think it's a cool concept. Like, so you're some small school, like around us in Virginia, you have like your George Masons. I've just mentioned Fairleigh Dickinson. Like, one school in their conference gets to go. They're always a 16 seed and always gets knocked out. But here's a chance that they might have multiple teams playing in that tournament, and they would be able to. So, let me kind of explain it a little bit more in depth. How many college Division I teams are there? Do you know?
No.
Wasn't it like 350? I think it's 351. And 68 teams make it to the NCAA tournament, including the play-in games. So compared to the other, like the four major American sports, those teams, like there's less representation of schools of teams in, I guess, let's just say the championship, the playoff bracket to win the national title. So like hockey and everything, it's almost like 40% of everyone makes it. Here, it's not even close to that. So you have a better chance. It gives a small school a chance, you know, that, hey, congratulations, we won the NIT. We're Richmond. You know, we're the Richmond Spiders, still a cool name. And they win the NIT. They get to advance next year. Congratulations. And then it's just something they automatically get to look forward to it. If that's something, I don't know.
I guess.
All right, last college question.
Well, since you seem to have taken over my segment, go on.
Well, this is all your opinion. So I also saw that the Dartmouth basketball team voted to unionize. And I thought that was like fascinating. Like, okay. And their coaches and everything told the players that if they do go through with this and they are recognized as a union, they may get kicked out of the Ivy League and the NCAA. Didn't know what your thought is. Like, should they be treated like employees of, like, should state kids? I know there's that new way where players get paid now for certain things. They don't get paid directly from the school. They get paid by like sponsors of the school. They get paid by just donors to do commercials and stuff like that. But here's a chance where the entire team gets paid. What thoughts?
Okay, you're not giving me much time to think about it,
Take it as
but
much as possible.
technically you could say synchronized swimming makes money for a college if they bring in 10 bucks profit.
Right.
So, where does it stop? These guys are getting, and girls are getting to get a college education at no cost to them. I'm not saying it's easy. They got to go through a very difficult regimen day in and day out, but it's also a ticket potentially for them to go to the pros and make a lot of money. So, as far as them saying if you get hurt, you may get it kicked out of the school, and if they unionize, they would be protected. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it, quite frankly. There's pros and cons to it.
Interesting. So, do you have any sports updates this week? Or is it just the normal UFL stuff? Anything exciting?
Well, I know you don't care for Caitlin Clark because they tried to compare her number of points to a man, and I understand that concept. But at the end of the day, she's a hell of a basketball player, and I think today they won the semifinal for their what do you call those things?
Conference.
Conference. And
And
I'm
who's she play for
hopeful.
again? Sorry, didn't mean to
The
interrupt.
Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So, and they went to the national championship last year but lost. It would be really great if they went all the way because I just think she's a great player. And but a lot of people hate her now.
Oh, I don't hate her. I just think it's silly to compare. You know,
Yes.
I mean, like, I saw she broke the woman's record and the men's record at the same time. And I mean, like, some of these records are so ridiculous anyway. It's kind of like, I think like last year there was a guy challenging for that same record, and but he had already been playing for like 6 years. So like, I mean records are meant to fall, but I mean when you're comparing men's sports to women's sports, okay, yay. So she's the it's best comparison I would say would be like comparing Japanese baseball players to Major League Baseball players. Where like Sarah Hara Oh, wow, there's a name. Sarah Hara Oh would be the all-time home run leader. He hit like 800 home runs in Japan. Or the Negro Leagues, Josh Gibson hit 800 home runs. With their records, actually MLB record, MLB is thinking about introducing that. So get rid of the asterisks by Barry Bonds. It would be Josh Gibson. I mean, comparing different sports, different, I mean, everything's different about women's basketball and men's basketball. They do different games completely. So I don't know if I'm completely bullshitting or not, but that's just my uneducated opinion because I don't know enough about it, if that makes sense.
Okay, I think we're ready to wrap it up, Arden.
All right. I would like to thank everyone. Please feel free. We like the emails. Thank you to Grandma Edna and thank you, Mr. N. And even thank you to Very Angry Daniel because we did have to remember him and that rant. And hopefully everyone has a safe and happy daylight savings time. And hopefully I hit the right button this time.
Thank you.